from the people who have been following the plastic negotiations since UNEA 514 resolution. So when I was reading the concept note of this event, it caught to my attention the title of the series of the talks, which is Predictable Uncertainty. And it took me back to Nairobi 2022, right, when UNEA 514 resolution was adopted, and the mandate actually felt quite certainly predictable. There was a shared global understanding that plastic pollution was not longer a waste management or marine litter problem, but a systemic problem. And we had what usually make multilateral action possible, right? We had a clear objective in the resolution, which is to protect human health and the environment. We had a clear... I see Miriam feels related to this picture.
Because you were... When I use it, and then I change my mind.
Okay. So, because you are the one who was actually negotiating the treaty. But coming back to you, we had a clear objective in that resolution. We had a clear scope of the full life cycle. And we had a sense of urgency. We had a timeline to deliver. Yet, 4 years after, 6 rounds of negotiations, and we're not any closer to get the right rules to effectively address plastic pollution. Like many other global environmental problems, and Miriam also mentioned this, the costs of inaction are not shared equally. And delay action is only benefiting those who keep economically profiting from the status quo. But let's be clear that plastic pollution is just not an ecological crisis. It is a health, and it is also an economic time bomb. When we talk about plastics, and we have seen it in the previous presentations, complexity is the first thing that usually comes up. And yes, plastics are complex for material compositions to the integration of the value chain to product uses applications. We know that. And the more we analyze the system and the interactions and the impacts, the more we can feel a bit overwhelmed on what the solution is and how to face this crisis. But complexity doesn't mean that we don't know what to do. In fact, 2/3 of the waste management that leaks to the environment is relatively short-lived plastic products, single uses, including packaging. So we know part main part of the problem. Across science, policy, and businesses, there is a growing alignment on how to shift the system. We know we have to reduce the overall consumption and production of plastics, and we know that we have to eliminate the most harmful plastic products and the chemicals of concerns used to produce them. We know that we need to redesign, reuse, and recycling systems to work safely in practice, and we know that we need to scale the solutions to prevent that plastics ever become pollution. So the problem is not the lack of evidence, although we know we need more and better information in science. And it's not the lack of ideas on how to solve the problem, right? It is how do we scale this solution. And we need the right incentives in the right place. And of course, we need the political will to fuel the transition. So let me take you very quickly in a very simplified way to reuse. Reusable packaging, it's a critical part of the solution to eliminate plastic pollution. But it's a very complex and it's a very challenging when it comes to finding the right solution. Businesses are innovating across multiple applications, from home care to personal care to takeaway. But without the right conditions, many reuse systems remain stuck in pilots, despite the clear environmental and health benefits. So then the question is, what determines whether a solution stays niche or scales globally? Well, this is not new for you, of course, but policy, and as well how do we communicate the story, is at the core, it's a core enabler for these solutions. if we go back to, or if we continue to talk about just reuse, we know that policy can set the rules of the game, right? It can define the standards for reuse and design. It can align incentives across the value chain. This is, for example, mandatory or expanding EPR schemes. We know that it can create certainty for investments, private-public partnerships when it comes to shared infrastructure. And we know that it can enable consistency across markets. But we also know that without policy coherence and harmonization, solutions will remain fragmented, no matter how promising they are. So to scale solutions, we need to coordinate action across leaders, institutions, and stakeholders in the health, environment, but also in industry. As global power dynamics shift and new economic players emerge, there is a real opportunity in the Plastics Treaty to enhance this coordination even without universal participation at the outset in the negotiations. By driving the regulatory harmonization and reshaping market incentives, a strong treaty can lead the global transition, making participation and compliance the rational choice over time. And this is how proven solutions can move to margins to the mainstream. Thank you.